Hi, Quan Lee.
I thought you were at the reading of Grandpa Robinson's will.
I chickened out.
Why? The guy was a millionaire. Don't you want to know what you're getting?
I know what we're getting. Diddaway squat.
You see, Roz, Grandpa Robinson never really got over the money he lost in Mac and Quan Lee's restaurant.
That is so unfair. A millionaire being upset about a few dollars.
Yeah, a measly $110,000.
$110,000?
How could you ever go through that much money?
Well, we tried a lot of different promotions, but none of them ever worked out.
You know what my favorite was? Make your own change night.
Just the same, Quan Lee, I'm sure that Mac will get a little tiny something as a memento.
Quit.
Tonight's docket, Judge.
That's swell, Eddie, and only 4.5 hours after we started.
Here, sign this.
What is it?
It's a stay of execution.
What?
Well, you remember that little old lady we had in here for loitering?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of put her on the wrong bus.
You sent Mrs. Turley to death row?
Well, the funny part about it is that her lawyer thinks that you're the one that did it.
Eddie, what does this phone message say? I can't read your writing.
Some guy called. He wanted to know if you were naked.
What?
He said he wanted to call you later. But don't worry about it. I gave him your home phone.
Sir, the holding cells are all full, and we've got about 30 defendants waiting out in the hallway.
You just left them there unsupervised?
Yes, sir. They're on the horror system.
You mean the honor system?
No.
I miss Mac. I had no idea how important he was to this place.
I miss Mac.
Hey, obla-di, obla-da, babe. Life goes on.
Right? How can you be so cavalier? Don't you miss him?
No, I don't miss him. It's no skin off my nose. Listen, I don't care if I have to work with a guy who cleans his ears with my fountain pen. Give me that, you frog. Let me tell you something. Keep your stubby little fingers off my stuff.
Jeez, is it okay if I breathe? Judge, I want to take an early lunch.
Eddie, don't you think it'd be a real nifty idea if we got through at least one case first?
Why don't you just strap a yoke on my back and start plowing? I got one here for Jones.
Roz, we got a Jones over there?
We have two Joneses, sir. Orville and Flamona.
Hey, Eddie, which one is it?
Well, geez, I don't know. I kind of got the files a little mixed up here. I mean, what are the odds of two people being named Jones?
You two get down here. We'll try to sort through this thing. Mr. Prosecutor.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones here owns a tenement building. He's been cited for numerous violations, and at a meeting of the housing department, he stripped down to a lace camisole and pranced around the room like a show pony. Slut.
I think I am the show pony in question.
Yeah, I'm no pervert. I'm a slumlord.
Your Honor, this is hopeless.
We will get through it, Miss Sullivan. I don't care if we stay here all night. Nothing is going to stop us from finishing this case.
Fire! Geez, this wouldn't happen if you had some ashtrays around here.
Okay, that's it. Court's adjourned. Well, Eddie, you've done it. You've done what entire armies and foreign potentates couldn't do. You have brought the American judicial system down to its knees. It's a towering achievement, Eddie, and you did it with nothing but your own incredible incompetence. You are the Mount Everest of stupidity!
Is that some kind of a crack?
Eddie!
Well, you know, because I'm with the union, you know. And I don't have to take cracks.
How about divots?
Fielding, your wife's lying. I don't even own a saddle.
Mac!
Oh, my God. You look so rich.
Mac! Quan Lee! You guys look great!
How was your trip?
Yeah, what exotic place did you finally end up going to?
The Poconos.
He's back! He came back to save us! Thank you!
No, Harry, I'm sorry, but see, I gotta concentrate on my new career.
What's that?
Mac Robinson Enterprises. I'm vice president in charge of parking my butt in a Barco lounger. Oh, hey, cheer up. Hey, look, let's go to the cafeteria. Lunch is on me.
Oh, Mac, you inherit $2 million and you treat us to lunch in the cafeteria. My thimble runneth over.
Wow. Look at this place.
You like it? I had Maison Maurice to come in and cater.
You looky loose! Get out this instant! We have important snooty people coming.
Be cool, Maurice. These are my friends.
Monsieur Robinson! Oh! Oh! My humiliation is exploding in my face! If you wish, I will cut my vein with a snail fork.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just knock a few hundred off your tip.
Oh, merci, monsieur, merci. He has made me as happy as a rotting pig.
How many of us can truly say that?
Hello, mesdames et messieurs, s'il vous plaît.
Merci beaucoup, garçon, très bon.
Ah, parlez-vous français? Bonjour, d'abord, il y a des fonds de l'adoire.
Flip the flap de Boeing Feugen.
All right, everybody, let's get started. Maurice, read him the spread.
Today, you will be intimidated by pâté de foie gras, cookies en brioche, and du boisson zépinard.
Does this mean we can't order the tuna log?
What's this?
Those are your presents.
Oh, come on, guys, you've gone way too far.
Come on, open them. You first, Bull.
Oh, wow! Where'd you find one in my size?
What is it?
It's a yo-yo! Bull, that's got $25,000 worth of diamonds in it. With an extra string!
What's this? I get to see Mike Tyson at Madison Square Garden?
No, you get to fight Mike Tyson at Madison Square Garden.
We got him to give you a 3-round exhibition match.
Oh, this is the loveliest, sweetest, most thoughtful. I'll rip his freaking head off.
Oh, Mac, I love caviar.
That's not just caviar, Christine. That's Romanovsky Royale. There's only two fish in the whole world that make that.
Edna and Bernice?
Okay, Dan, it's your turn. My God.
It's a Rolex.
Read the inscription.
Dear Dan, whether you believe it or not, I think of you as a friend. It's real.
you're the last one. And I hope you like it, because I can't return it.
Dear Harry, stand up and count to four. I don't get it.
Just do it.
One, two, three, four. Daredevil.
Yes, and you've got them for the whole night. You call the tune and they will play it.
Mac, I don't know what to say.
Admiration fills my body and emerges from my sphincter with joyous celebration.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, Maurice. Let's break open a bottle of that 29 Rothschild.
29 Rothschild? It's worth about $950 a bottle.
I'll need a doggy glass.
Yeah. Don't you think you're being kind of extravagant here?
You know, for once, I want to be extravagant, Harry. Hey, look, don't worry. I got it all figured out. After spending all this, I'll still have $1,900,000 in the bank.
Not enough.
Huh?
Consider yourself served.
What's this?
A summons. You're being sued for $4.5 million.
Okay, Mr. Klimmer, would you please tell me what this is all about?
I represent the owner of the office building where you two operated your cafe.
Guys, this is not really a good time for that. Obviously, there's been some kind of misunderstanding.
That's hardly how I would characterize destroying the contents of a 30-story building.
He got you too, huh?
Mac, Quan Lee, look, don't talk to this man. You're not lawyers. I am. Let me take care of this. Mr. Klimmer, may I see a copy of the alleged complaint, please?
Sure.
What? You can't sue for $4.5 million because a stove explodes and starts a fire, activating the sprinkler system, creating a flood, collapsing three stories.
Well, I'll leave you to your future of destitute squalor.
I hate to say this, Mac, but it looks pretty bad.
How bad?
You're mad at me, aren't you?
No. I'm not mad.
Mac, if you're mad, you should be open about it.
Quan Lee, I'm not really mad.
Of course you are. I'm the one that wanted to open the restaurant. It was my idea to save some money on a used stove. I'm the one that canceled our liability insurance. If you're mad, say so. Go with your feelings.
I want you drawn and quartered. I want you dropped into an active volcano. I want you shot out of a cannon onto a cactus. I want you flung into a pit with every carnivorous member of the reptile family. I gotta take a walk.
I know I feel better.
Court's gonna have to wait a few minutes, Judge. I gotta hit the head.
You hold on, Eddie. You don't come waltzing in here and tell me that I have to wait. You see, I'm the judge, and I tell you when court is in session.
Don't argue with me. Argue with the pork lasagna I ate.
Vaya carnitas.
Oh, how I wish we could get Mac his job back.
Well, me too, but the problem is that once you've handed in your resignation, then you go right to the bottom of the waiting list.
Poor guy. I feel awful about him having to take that other job.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mac.
Hi, Mac.
So, how are things down at Wally's Weenie Wonderland?
Oh, great.
Mac?
Yeah?
About those presents that you gave us, I know that you wouldn't want us to return them.
Hell yeah, I want you to return them. I need the money.
Mac, they wouldn't take the caviar back because it's a food item. And they also said it would hurt Edna's feelings.
And I can't even give away my fight with Tyson. I mean, here's a chance to let a heavyweight champion boxer pummel you for 9 full minutes. Who wouldn't pay for that?
But I bet Bull did real well with the yo-yo.
I'm back.
Bull, how much did you get?
Well, I was on my way to return it, and it was so pretty, it just seemed like it was begging me,
Bull. Play with me. Just once.
So I tried it and
it rolled into the sewer while I was walking the doggy.
Oh, Paul.
What if I told you about listening to inanimate objects?
Well, I guess that just leaves Dan's watch.
Hi, guys.
Dan? You know the watch that Mac gave you?
Watch?
Yeah, the $5,000 Rolex that he gave you about 2 days ago, and you already hawked it, didn't you?
It was mine.
Besides, I only got $3,000 for it.
$3,000?
Yeah, you know what, too? I had to pay to get that engraving buffed off the back of it.
No. Dan?
Nobody gets my money.
Dan?
Stop it. Stop that. Do not look at me with those hound dog eyes. Stop it.
Dan.
Okay, here. Why don't you just rip out a kidney while you're at it?
Oh, thanks, Dan. Now all I gotta do to pay off the debt is to liquidate everything I own, work 3 jobs, sell 2 pints of blood before I start my paper route. Oh, Lord, I'm so poor.
Oh, Mac, come on, big guy.
My great-grandchildren are gonna be wearing this sweater.
Well, you know, the classics never really go out of style.
Hi, Mac. I have to tell you something.
Yo, you listen to me first. I don't give a damn about being poor as long as I have you with me.
Mac.
And I want you to know that I love you more than anything in the whole world.
I love you too, Mac. And you were right. The whole thing was my fault.
It doesn't matter.
That's why I decided to do something.
Uh-oh.
I talked to the owner of the building.
Uh-oh. I suggest Ecuador.
Quan Lee, I don't mean to be harsh, but are you nuts?
He's gonna settle for $1,950,000.
There, now you see, you may not be able to back out of that. Did you say $1,950,000?
Yep. I told him if he settled for the actual damages, I'd write him a check tomorrow. Otherwise, we tied up in court till he was too old to spend it on anything but denture cream and Preparation H.
That's my girl.
Hey, Matt. Yes. $1,950,000, isn't that about exactly what you've got?
Wait a minute. $1,900,000, plus the stuff I return, plus the $3,000 from Dan, $150,000 for selling the Pinto. Oh, my God, baby! We're worth nothing!
Yeah. Hey, Judge, we gotta talk.
About what, Eddie?
I'm quitting.
You what?
Listen, I can't take this badgering. Do this. File that. Wake up. You people are just relentless. You can have this job back if you want it.
I wish I could, but I already handed in my resignation. To Eddie.
That's right. Eddie, if you were in charge of it, then you must have lost it, right?
Hell no. I know exactly where it is. It's right in the top drawer.
I don't see it.
It's stuck to my hanky.
Here it is.
Well, rip it up.
I don't know if I want to touch it.
You want to spend the rest of your life in that hat?
Look out, old Mackie is back!
Don't fall all over yourselves saying goodbye or nothing.
Oh, Eddie, we're sorry. Tell you what, as a token of our appreciation, we'd like you to have this.
What is this? A fight ticket?
Yep. You just show them that at the gate, and they'll take care of you.
Mike Tyson, is this ringside?
Better.
And Tyson lands another thunderous right hand to Eddie's face. This is inhuman. How much punishment can one face take?
TV Land presents another What the Hell.